You're listening to the Luddite Lounge, where we're serving up news, views, and how-tos for the digital world we've all come to depend on, whether we like it or not. Hey there! Glad you can join me today in the Luddite Lounge. I'm Elizabeth Crisfalusi, publisher of the Tech for Luddites blog and Chief Luddite. This is episode 18 of The Lounge, and today's episode is the first one of a new segment I'm calling All Things Rando. In these shows, I'll be talking about a wide variety of topics with no specific theme or time limit. You can find show notes with related links at ludditelounge.com/episode18. Let's get started. First up, you can now subscribe to the Luddite Lounge through Google Play, TuneIn, and Stitcher, in addition to iTunes and Android apps. Woohoo! There are links to all these sources in the sidebar on the Lounge website at ludditelounge.com. Next up, I've been updating a whole pile of Tech for Luddites posts lately. The most recent one was the post about which client is better for managing Twitter accounts, Twitter itself, TweetDeck, or Hootsuite. I originally wrote it a year and a half ago, and when I went back to look at it, it was amazing how out of date the information was already. Based on all these changes, I don't even recommend TweetDeck anymore, so it's now just a post about Twitter versus Hootsuite. Another recent update was to one of my most popular posts about turning off conversation view in various email clients, Gmail, Yahoo Mail, and Outlook. The update added instructions for turning it off on iOS 10 devices. I've also just updated my post on the benefits of Amazon Prime because they keep adding new ones. Some of the new perks are discounted pricing on their new unlimited music streaming service, a new ebook borrowing program that you can use with non-Amazon devices, and exclusive deals of the day just for Prime members. You can find a longer list of benefits at techforluddites.com/prime. And then I've updated almost all the posts in the streaming media section on the site, mostly to reflect all the new models of streaming players coming out this fall. You can find those posts at techforluddites.com/streaming. And you can find links to all these updates in the show notes. In addition to the updated posts, I've been writing a bunch of new ones as well. I'm sure some people wonder how I decide what tips to write about, because frankly, they do seem to be a bit all over the place. Well, there are three different ways I generally choose my topics. The first is my own experience. If I'm having trouble doing something, I suspect a lot of other people are having the same problem as well. So, for example, when I recently had trouble finding a particular camera setting on my Galaxy S5 phone, I researched the answer and then wrote a post about it. The second is when T4L readers submit questions through the comment form at the bottom of posts. That's how the updated section about iOS Mail got added to the threading post. The third is when I hear about problems friends are having. That was the impetus for my most recent post about how to stop some of your older Facebook posts from showing up as memories at the top of your newsfeed. You can find all the recent posts at techforluddites.com/blog. For the rest of the year, I'm going to be focusing on creating some new video demos, mostly about streaming media devices and content right now, to help people who are considering buying some of these players as holiday gifts. I have some demos up on YouTube now, but even though the content of some of them is still pretty current, I think they're too long. So I'm going to try to create some shorter ones so people can pick and choose which topics are of interest. If you subscribe to the T4L channel at youtube.com/techforluddites, you'll be alerted when new videos are posted. Speaking of streaming, I just discovered by accident that Hulu has a special discount offer on their limited commercial subscription option. For 1 year, you can get the service for $5.99 a month instead of $7.99 a month. If you want more information about Hulu, one of my recently updated posts is a comparison between it, Netflix, and Amazon Video. Speaking of Hulu, Amazon also has a special deal right now if you buy the new Fire TV Stick and activate it before October 31st. You can get up to $65 in content credits, including a $10 credit for Amazon Video, and extended free trial periods for Hulu and Sling TV. You can learn more about the Fire TV Stick at techforluddites.com/FireTV. Here's something cool. Are you a U.S. resident with an 8th grader or younger who likes creating videos? The Scripps National Spelling Bee, in partnership with Kindle, has opened their 2017 Spellebrity Video Contest, where teams of up to 4 students submit a video on, quote, how to kindle a love of reading, unquote. Prizes include $1,000 for each of the winning team members and more, plus there are prizes for finalists and semifinalists. The submission period closes at the end of January 2017. You can find the full rules at spellebrity.com. That's spellebrity.com. And finally, speaking of contests, Tech for Luddites will be announcing its own contest in the not-too-distant future. I will be announcing the details on an upcoming podcast, but if you want to make sure you don't miss out on it, you can go to techforluddites.com/subscribe and sign up for one of the T4L mailings. And that's it for the first All Things Rando episode of the Luddite Lounge. Again, you can find the show notes and leave comments at ludditelounge.com/episode18. If you've enjoyed the show, please consider going to iTunes and leaving a star rating or a review, or sharing a link to the ludditelounge.com on social media. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Theme music for the Luddite Lounge is by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.